And a very good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into a new edition of the Augusta Business Review. Bill Botham here exclusively on News Talk WGAC. Very happy to have you along with us. Thank you for making us part of your morning. And before we get any farther down the line, let me, of course, wish each and every one of you a very, very happy new year. Hope the holiday season treated you well and that 2016 is your best year ever. Hope it's a profitable and safe one. Here at the Augusta Business Review, we kick it off with an interview with a friend of ours from last year, Heath Jefferson with Artistic Kitchen and Design. Heath, welcome back into the studio. It's certainly good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Bill.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thanks so much.
I understand from chatting with you both before and after the holidays that it was a little bit busier holiday season than you are accustomed to from a work perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Had a big rush in business before Christmas, and it's continued over into January, so I'm blessed.
When you talk with these homeowners who wanted stuff done before the holidays, what was the reasoning for that schedule? Was it holiday hosting parties and family, or was it we're getting ready to move? Was it just at that time of the year, Christmas present of themselves?
Both. A lot of people getting ready to sell the house. A lot of houses change hands over holidays when kids are out of school and you can make the move. So that was a big deal. Also, people just getting ready for family and friends to come in and enjoy the holidays with them, and they wanted their house in tip-top shape.
Well, let me pick up on the first part of that. That you mentioned, because again, kids are going to be out of school. It seems like it's a long ways away, but summer will be here before we know it, especially if you're making plans to sell a home. You said that people were moving. Was it the folks who were moving in who wanted something redone, or the folks who were moving out and they were prepping a house for the sale, thinking, well, it will sell better if I make some improvements first?
I see both, but the biggest is the people who are selling. A lot of times these days, agents won't list houses without granite countertops, which is one big selling feature. Builders made granite a standard a couple years ago, so everybody who's looking at new homes also sees granite in the kitchen. So that's something I do a lot of, probably at least four jobs a month, getting people ready to sell.
Oh, wow. Like referrals from realtors and the like, who just want that home upgraded to make it easier to market?
Absolutely. I'm lucky enough, I get to see granite done a lot. So I get to see the change that it makes in a house, and it really makes a huge change. I know sometimes people see painting done and they're like, wow, I can't believe how different this place is. But granite will one up that. It can warm your house up immediately.
The one thing I see with painting, and sure, go ahead and paint if you're going to sell, but what are your chances of guessing right on what color the next inhabitant wants it? You paint it ecru and they want beige or something like that. And with the granite countertops, if they're new granite countertops, they're going to be readily accepted by the incoming homeowner.
You're right. And, you know, earth tones in that situation tend to do really well for people because they're kind of like the utility player of a house. They can match anything you put around it. So earth tones become very popular in a sale situation because nobody will bring anything into that house that won't match the granite that you choose. I sell a lot of those.
And you're around it enough. The realtors obviously have determined that there is a positive return on investment when somebody makes these kinds of changes, upgrades a kitchen prior to trying to sell a home.
Yes, sir. I see it a lot. You know, the biggest rate of return you get in your home is what you do in your kitchen. So it makes sense where everybody gathers when they come over. It's the most important room to the ladies. So, you know, it's a big deal to have it in great working shape and looking good.
I hate to sound, and you use the term the ladies, I hate to sound either one of us to sound sexist, but if she's not happy with the kitchen when they're looking at a house, they're moving on to the next one.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever bought a home that the lady wasn't happy with the kitchen. That just doesn't happen.
Well, it happens, and then I redo it.
Oh, okay, there you go. Okay, so with the promise that it's going to get redone as soon as possible. You did a lot of work over the holidays. We're going to have those up on the website pretty soon.
Yep, going out and getting some pictures done this week and next week. We were so busy, I didn't have a chance to shoot a lot, but we're going out to take some pictures, and we're going to do some before and afters on the website, which is really nice to give you an idea of the changes that you can see made in your house.
So he has a very handy tool on the website to help you see before and after, where you can actually split a picture taken from the same vantage point, and you can see half of the room before and half of the room after, and you can kind of move that around and play with it some. It's fascinating to see the difference it makes. That website is artistickitchensdesign.com, artistickitchensdesign.com. They're also very active on Facebook. You can give them a call at 706-733-5396. That's 706-733-5396. The showroom is on Washington Road by appointment only. So use that phone number, 706-733-5396, or you can email them info@artistickitchensdesign.com. We're going to chat more with Heath Jefferson right after we take this quick break on News Talk WGAC. And we are back on the Augusta Business Review. Thanks so much much for staying with us here this morning. Chatting with Heath Jefferson from Artistic Kitchens and Design. They're on Washington Road is the showroom. Whereabouts?
3124C Washington Road. I'm in the same building that the Metro Spirit in, which is two stories in yellow. Hard to miss.
Not far from Fury's Ferry Road.
Correct.
On Washington Road. Okay. They're there 24/7 on the web at artistickitchensdesign.com. You can, as I mentioned, call them 733-5396 and make an appointment to see the showroom, or email them info@artistickitchensdesign.com. There's been talk, you hear because you're there all the day, in different types of countertops, different materials, maybe what's better, what's best, what isn't, what's in, what's out. Talk to me a little bit about why you chose granite and why that's the choice for today.
Granite seems to work the best because the cost is the best. You know, we're paying $31 a square foot for what we used to pay $75 7 years ago. So it's come down in cost dramatically because builders have made it a standard. But what's really changed in granite is you used to have a problem with granite etching or staining. So people went out and found better sealers to seal the granite up. It used to be something you have to do once a year.
So it was a little bit porous in the past, perhaps?
It is. Granite is porous. But the sealers have changed dramatically. I use a 10-year sealer. So once we leave your house, your granite's good for 10 years. So it's really changed the way, you know, it used to be such a pain to have to seal it every year.
The sealers that are used now that you use, the 10-year sealers, are relatively new on the market.
Came out about 4 years ago. They really made strides in getting them better to protect the granite because that was the number one drawback of purchasing it.
And people were saying to you, hey, I want to use quartz or something else because I've heard granite stains.
Correct. People come in all the time and talk about quartz. Quartz is considerably more expensive than granite, though. So normally, when I could show them the sealers worked better, then granite became a viable solution based on cost.
Quartz is 2 to 3 times more?
Quartz is probably right around double.
Where I was going with the sealer just a moment ago is if this sealant is relatively new, 5 years or so, if I've got granite countertops that are more than 5 years old, should I call and perhaps get them resealed with a newer, better product?
Yes, we do that a lot. It helps. It brings back some luster, some life to the countertops, but it also gives you that protection that everybody wants and needs. And I do that for $3 a square foot, so I can come out, measure, and give you a price. And literally, it's very simple. It's a 30-minute process to seal them up for you.
You mentioned to me during the break when we discussed this, with the sink, there's no lip. You have an undersink installation? Is that the proper terminology?
Undermount sinks.
Undermount sinks, actually under
the countertop.
So it'd be bad if you put the countertop under your sink, Bill. Okay. Let's go with your terminology.
But the great thing about those is that's what makes changing your countertops out so great. It's what I love about mine at the house. You no longer have that lip to keep clean. Dirt doesn't get into it. And you wipe everything directly into the sink when you have a mess on the countertop. So cleanup is so much easier. Keeping them clean is so much easier. I really have enjoyed that at my home.
You mean when I happen to spill the coffee grounds and I want to just wipe them into the sink, they don't get caught under the little lip there that now I've got to take a razor blade or a knife to get them out?
Absolutely. And that's the biggest deal about placing your countertops. I mean, countertops look great. That's what I enjoy the most. Just so much easier to keep clean.
More functionality.
Absolutely.
Too, so it's not just look. You've got a minute or so left. Let's talk about the timing right now with where you are working. You've got a couple of things going on. We are 90 days from the Masters. So if somebody wants to get a home fixed up, we're not much more than that, about 150 days from school being out for the summer and all the summer moves and such. And it's also a great time of year, I suppose, to think about it in terms of tax refunds. So business is probably going to pick up here.
Yeah, tremendously. This is our busiest time of the year. So if you're looking to get something done, get started early. There's a cutoff point for Masters that we don't do any more business afterwards because we don't want anybody to have their kitchen torn up for, you know, rentals. So, you know, timing is of the essence. We like to get started early and get it done for you so there's no hassle on anybody's part.
And then there'll be a second push immediately after that with April and May, 6 weeks to get ready for summer moves.
Correct. The housing market jumps up, and we do a lot of upgrades for people to sell houses at that point in time. You're right.
We haven't mentioned this yet today. What you do is kitchen remodeling, we should tell folks. And it's not just countertops. You're doing countertops and cabinets.
Correct.
And some accessories in there, some free lighting and that kind of stuff.
Free designs. You just give me a call. I come out, take some measurements, lay out what you would like to see on a CAD program, so you get a 3D design of the new layout with cabinets and countertops. And if you tell me you heard this interview here, I will do a free set of under cabinet lighting for you.
Oh, well, there you go. Free under cabinet lighting at Artistic Kitchens and Design. On the web, artistickitchensdesign.com. You can call Heath and you'll reach him directly eventually, 706-733-5396. And I say eventually only because you're a busy man. You're out checking every single job personally.
Yes, sir, I am. And everything rings to my cell phone. If you don't get me, leave me a message and you'll either hear back from me or my wife.
Hey, good to see you. Thanks for coming by again and Happy New Year to you.
Okay.